Sports Today on Demand is brought to you by Magnolia Bluffs Casino and Hotel. Magnolia Bluffs Casino, closest sports book to Baton Rouge. It's not what you bet, it's who you bet with. Welcome back to Sports Today with Charles Hanegrip and Jimmy Ott. Live from Doe's Eat Place featuring 21-day-aged hand-cut steaks, tamales, and seafood on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Here at Doe's Government near Acadian, we're in the Crown Town Room. Private lunches of any size available here at Doe's, and the full lunch menu, including the specials that go between 11 and 2.
That's right. All of our steaks, a porterhouse, T-bone, ribeye, sirloin, and fillets. Our steaks here at Doe's Eat Place are cut fresh daily from the whole beef loins. Each loin is aged at least 21 days to bring out all the flavor a fine cut of beef has to offer. Because we cut our meat fresh daily, it is possible that all cuts and sizes may not be available all the time. This allows us to provide you with the highest quality, freshest beef possible. So, man, you know what? In some of the big steaks, Charlie, you can cook two different temperatures. How about that? You got salads. You can start off with some of the fried shrimp, fried oysters, boiled shrimp, angry shrimp. That's right, half dozen fried shrimp tossed in a spicy honey glaze over a bed of lettuce, seared eye tuna, or the fried asparagus spears. So you got chicken and sausage gumbo in the soup of the day, different salads and our sides, green beans, sauteed mushrooms, cream spinach, and macaroni and cheese. Our tamales are legendary over here. Fish items as well all over here at Doe's Eat Place. Don't forget, we serve our dinner menu. Our entire dinner menu is available for lunch, but we also have lunch specials weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. include the different po' boys, salads, sandwiches, plate lunches, our legendary hamburger steak, and also country fried steak with the garlic mashed potatoes and gravy. And we have a different lunch special every week. Today, this week, it's a salmon sandwich with the chimichurri aioli served on a brioche bun with a side of fries. Doe's Eat Place, Government, just off of Acadian in Mid-City.
In his green shirt and his I Heart Tiger Woods hat, Scott Rabelais is back from Augusta. Well, your favorite week of the year every year. This was a little bit extra special. Just, what was it like to be there? I mean, to watch something that we all... Sometimes when you see things, you're not sure the historical value of them until much later. This is one of those rare things where you realize, at least, you know, for me it was, I knew I was watching history when I watched it and just how special it was. So you were there. What was it like?
Well, it was unusual to begin with because they had to move the tee times up so much because they're expecting bad weather and send players off both nines, which they'd never done on a Sunday before. And starting so early, so that was kind of different, but everything was kind of compressed, and the drama of it was just, I mean, there were like about a dozen guys within two shots of the lead at one point.
It's some big names too. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of major champions and golfers who haven't won majors, but have been very good, and it was as Tiger Woods said himself, it could have gone a lot of ways, but you know. He did. It was amazing because of the whole backstory with Tiger and him being back and his popularity. And no one moves the needle like Tiger does. Clearly, I think the only player, the next most popular win, I think would have been like Ricky Fowler, winning.
Ricky Fowler is going to be 814 years old and still have never won a major.
Yeah, you may be right there, but he's still
second. Means I've got to bet on him like 3,200.
He
more
was
times,
second last
I think.
Year, though. He Patrick Reed beat him by one stroke.
It pays
last
the
year.
Same thing as 42nd. Right? So go right ahead.
So, it is. There was this buzz for Tiger. As I said, there were two big noises because there's so much rain. The sub-air system sucking the moisture out of all of the greens, and the buzz for Tiger Woods. You know, that was the two overriding noises for the whole weekend at Augusta, and it was amazing. I mean, it was a remarkable story to be part of. You know, to me, still nothing will beat Jack Nicklaus winning his sixth at 46. But this is a pretty remarkable story, and I think for people younger than me, if you're a golf fan, this will be the one for you, and you understand that completely.
So you saying Nicklaus's six had more energy than this one?
Oh, I wasn't there for that one, but I mean, it was meaningful because you know he was my favorite golfer growing up and everything like that, and everybody thought he was completely done, and you know, he was, people thought he was done in a way that they, you know, the Tiger won the Tour Championship just last fall. So, you know, you knew he could probably win again. But to come from where he came from a couple of years ago, yeah, it was as good a comeback as any.
Well, it just seemed like the television. Tell me, Charlie, you watched it on TV. You could feel the energy. That's what it seemed like on the television broadcast. That's what I gathered. I'm just asking you live how it compared to, I mean, it just, you know, the golf. It's just a golf clap is for a reason, a term, okay? I mean, you know, it to see sort of a, you know, a little bit of a football crowd break out at a golf tournament is, I mean, you, it looked, it sure looked like that way on TV.
Oh, no question. I mean, it just seemed like virtually everybody was pulling for golf. Jimmy, you'll appreciate this. I was waiting at a crosswalk to get across one of the fairways to go out on the course, and I started chatting to these guys, and this guy said, I bet on Molinari to win. I'm going to win however many dollars he said he was going to win if Molinari won, but I want Tiger to win, you know? So it's that kind of thing, you know? People wanted to see that forever moment. And, it's very understandable. I mean, this is a guy, as Nick Faldo said during the broadcast, 2 years ago, the Champions Dinner, he said, I'm done. He's just hoping to live a normal life, much less playing competitive golf at a very high level again was not even really on his wish list. And to come back and do this and win a fifth one is at 43, the second oldest Masters winner ever, by the way, Nicholas, is remarkable.
Before we get into the historical ramifications of what's next for him and what could be next for him, I want to talk about the actual golf, because right. I think there's some people that are in the aftermath of this maybe misremembering exactly how they felt during the thing, because I've heard a lot of national people say, oh, coming after Saturday, I knew he had it, or, you know, on that tee, I knew he had it. Man, look, if you thought, if you were willing to bet large sums of money that he was definitely going to win that tournament on the front nine on Sunday, you weren't watching Molinari play, because that guy hadn't made a bogey in 2.5 days. And it was anybody's golf tournament. Koepka was right there. Finau was right there. They were both playing really strong golf. There was a number of guys.
Patrick Cantlay made a big run. He played great over the weekend.
He did.
Yeah.
I thought the tournament swung on 12. Now, I was corrected yesterday that I said he watched everybody go in the water before him. He didn't. Finau went in the water behind him. But Koepka went in the water. Molinari went in the water.
Poulter
Finau
earlier
went
got
in the water.
Poulter
went, who was, I think, I think he was three shots back at that point.
Still had a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these four guys go in the water around him, three of whom are right there with a chance to win the golf tournament, and he doesn't. And that's where I thought the golf tournament swung. And coming off of 12, I'm like, okay, well, now he's the guy to beat. But three holes before that, I thought it was Molinari. I really did. I said, this guy, who's not an unlikable person, but nobody knows who he is. He's kind of sullen. He's not a household name, even though he won the Open last year. This guy's going to ruin the day, because everybody that's watching this thing wants Tiger to win. But Molinari's playing rock-solid golf until 12.
Everybody wanted Tiger to win at Carnoustie, too, and he had the lead midway through the final round, and Molinari beat him. And I didn't think he was backing up. But, but then you hit the water on 12, and you hit the water on 15. You're not going to win the Masters. That's just not going to happen. Look, I watched Tiger at least one of them was in person. I watched him put two balls in the water on 12 last year. I mean, it can't be done. And he had bogeyed five every day, the new tougher fifth hole. And it was, it was not a given. Tiger said that himself. He said, this was really
Scott,
hard.
Scott, what was it more? Was it sort of the pressure finally getting to Molinari, or just the increased win toward the latter part of the Sunday round?
You know, it gets tougher in the final round. These guys are swinging freely for the first three rounds. Then you get to you really find out
Smiley Kaufman.
Yeah, on the final round of a major championship. And, Tiger didn't, it wasn't like what was his most famous Masters win before this? Well, the 97 one, but the most dramatic was the ball on chipping in on
right.
16. It tumbles into the cup. He didn't have to do anything like that at this time. He just played a nice, steady, made some mistakes, made a few bogeys, drove in the trees a few times, but played a very steady round and let everyone else make the mistakes around him. Tiger had some good fortune to win this tournament, too. I don't know about you guys, but when I hit in the woods, the ball doesn't usually pop out in the fairway. Like Saturday on 13, he hit way in the woods, and the ball went across, bounced across Rays Creek and back into play. I'm like, man, that is a break. He drove it twice right of 11 and ended up with a little shoot through the trees where you can get to the green. He had some good fortune, but again, his – and there were, like I said, there were major champions chasing him, but his – not his experience of winning major championships, being in competition, having won 14 coming into this, and his knowledge and experience at Augusta National was just unsurpassed. And I think that's what you saw play out on Sunday.
What did you think about all the golfers waiting for him after he won it? Oh. Kind of to greet him, and a little bit different relationship between he and the field.
The king has returned. One must pay tribute. I mean, really, I mean, that's what it was like. You know, it's like, you know, let me kiss your ring. I mean, you know, you had to give him some, you had to give the man his due. I mean, you know, it was the most popular golfer in the most popular tournament wins again. And, a lot of these guys grew up as fans. You know, they've been talking about how, you know, it was really neat to play with him again. And, you know, we'll see how if they continue to think it's so neat to, if he starts beating them again on a regular basis.
I want to talk about the Jack's record for a minute, because Nicklaus was on the Golf Channel on Sunday night talking about Tiger's chance to beat him. He says, I am quaking in my boots. And by the way, I thought it was really cool that Jack did the interview from a boat in the Bahamas. Okay, you know,
bone fishing.
This is a nice life. Everybody that has to beat Jack's record, he's got to win four more majors. Okay.
Yes.
Only two guys besides Jack have won majors after the age of 43, which is where Tiger is now. Mm-hmm. And to win four majors, every golfer, living or dead, that has won four majors that is eligible is in the Hall of Fame. There's only two guys that have won four majors that are not in the Hall of Fame, and neither one of them are eligible. Tiger's one of them. Rory McIlroy is the other. Meaning that for everything Tiger has accomplished, he still has to have
a career,
Hall of Fame career from this point forward to beat Nicklaus.
At 43.
But Jack makes a great point when he says he's going to Bethpage Black for the PGA.
Won the U.S. Open there in 02.
Where he has won. And he's going to Pebble, where I still think Tiger's best performance of his career, and you can pick from plenty, was when he won U.S. Open
won
there.
By 15.
He won by 15 strokes, and I believe he was the only guy to break par.
Yeah, he was 12 under, and the second was 3 over.
You take the best 150 golfers in the world, you send them to Pebble Beach, one of them breaks par, and he wins the tournament by 15 strokes. To me, that's still the most amazing thing I've ever seen in golf.
I agree.
Okay, and he's had a career full of highlights. So do I think – I've always thought he could win one more. I still don't think he's going to beat Jack. But I do have to put myself in the realm of thinking, it was like, well, if he wins one more, then he can win one more. You know, I don't – when Jack won at 46, it was like, this was it, man.
Yeah.
He had one more. Tiger still got – he's still got years, okay? And I think that the technology and the conditioning that he's in he's a different 43-year-old than guys that were playing in the 80s when Nicklaus won his sixth were, okay? You're seeing guys play better, deeper into their careers than you did at that point. You know, Phil Mickelson is still a very competitive golfer at 48. We've seen Bernard Langer and Freddie Couples shoot under par at the Masters in their 50s. So I think
Tom Watson darn near won it at 59.
When he opened at 59.
Yeah.
So I think Tiger's going to win again. I just don't think he's going to get to 19. I gave you the numbers why. But I'm going to watch. I can't wait to watch. I was skeptical about this PGA in May thing when they made the channel. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like that.
Now you can't wait.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I absolutely can't wait. Sports Today is here at Doe's Eat Place on Government near Acadian.
Yeah, sportsbooks in Las Vegas have reported the Tiger will boost the handle about 20%. They're anticipating that number to double for the PGA. It's created so much interest and stirred up everybody.
All those guys who are greeting him coming into the clubhouse, thank you, Tiger. The purses are going up. Purses are going up again. 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Sports Today.
Oh, the weather outside is unbelievable last couple of days. Don't let it fool you. That hot stuff, man, is coming just around the corner. And you want to make sure that your air conditioning unit is tuned up and ready to go. Clean it up. And look, it's not a better time to get on our maintenance program at A1 Air Conditioning. Right down the street over here on Acadian, man, a couple blocks across Acadian here from Dozy Place. Again, you look at a whole utility cost to a minimum, plus prolong the life of your AC and heating system. Our maintenance program is just what the doctor ordered. Annual maintenance allows your system to work at peak efficiency while saving you money on your monthly utility bills and prevents you from spending big, costly dollars on repairs. Again, 343-7260, or you can also go on our website and schedule the maintenance, get on our maintenance program at a1acme.com. One of the great advantages of going to the website as well is you can online coupons for services and equipment. Look, we've been doing it, in Baton Rouge and the surrounding areas since 1975. A1 Air Conditioning, now's the time to get on our maintenance program. Tell a unit is dirty, gets clogged up. Allow your system. Also, evaluate things. Make sure not a part is not about to go. Don't want to be stuck without any AC in the middle of summer in South Louisiana. Again, A1 Air Conditioning and A1ACME.com. It's 343-7260.
Welcome back to Sports Today with Charles Hanegrip and Jimmy Ott. Live from Doe's Eat Place featuring 21-day aged hand-cut steaks, tamales, and seafood on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Hey, back here at Doe's. Don't forget, here in the Crown Town Room where we are broadcasting the show from today, private lunches of all sizes available here. Full dinner menu available at lunch and additional lunch specials from 11 till 2 every day, which means we get to take advantage of when we get off the air here today at 1 o'clock.
Blue Book time, Charlie. Where's our music?
Okay.
Shut up, Blue Book, Adam! So all that good stuff. So anyway,
Blue Book Tuesday.
Book him, Dino.
Brought to you by Dana Brown at the law offices of O.C. Brown. 343-1111 and ocbrown.com.
Willie Wade.
Can I get credit for the Nuggets finishing second in the West before the Spurs knock them out of the playoffs?
Is that what you picked?
Yeah, you would forget that. Yeah, you asked me who, you did a blue book back at the beginning of the NBA season. You said, the Warriors are a lock. Who's going to finish second in the West? And I said, Denver.
No, you sure did. You sure did, Charlie. I'm going to find that for you.
I mean, give me credit. They might not still be in the playoffs next week at this time. So
you know who we were talking about had the chance of maybe of doing it? Here it is on, October 23rd, 2018.
My mom's birthday.
Thank Henry you, Hayes had the Rockets as the number 2 seed. He had the Pelicans as the number 4 seed.
If they'd have kept that group together, maybe. I mean, they got out of the gate strong.
Pelicans were over under 45, 7-1 to win the division. So we got to go through Henry's. He did like the Bucks over 48.5. He liked the Celtics over 57.5. That didn't happen. Where'd the Hawks finish, Charlie? Over 23.5. Yeah, the Mavericks over 34.5, and the Thunder under 48.5. But yes, you did have the Nuggets at finishing a 2 seed. You get a tamale.
I get a tamale?
Yes, yes.
Very good. Very
yes,
good.
Over here at Dozy Place. Huh? How about, okay. Go ahead, Charlie. I'm glad I found that for you.
I'm glad I had to remind you.
Uh-huh. Let's see, on March the 12th, that was, oh, gosh, 4 weeks ago, huh? 4 weeks ago today when Wade had just got suspended and asked what's the chances to be reinstated. I think that was SEC tournament week, by the way.
Okay.
And you said less than 50%, so a 49% range. Very nice. Very nice. And I said 30%. Last week, we revisited him. And we both predicted that Wade would coach the first game of the 2019-2020 season. You cannot cash those tickets just yet. This is not done. But we have to think that this is the biggest step in getting him back as the 2019-2020 coach. Rabs?
You want to know if I think he's going to continue to coach? Or?
Well, this is the biggest step. Would you agree?
Oh, the biggest step. I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's I would have said 50-52, but it looked more likely as okay, they're going to meet. If he's willing to meet, then he's going to tell them what they want to hear, most likely. So they're going to get closer to that. So, you know, I think he got bad legal advice to start with. He should have done this from the beginning. Would it have changed LSU's trajectory in the NCAA tournament? Would they have beaten Michigan State in the Sweet 16? I don't know. You know, would they have gotten any farther in the tournament with Will coaching? I don't know, but this helps them maybe get to more tournaments in the future.
At the end of the day, what they have, and I'm going to say this until somebody tells me something different, okay? And I've heard Vital on with Jordy Nim. I heard Billis on with Matt Nim. We're watching Feinbaum on one of the national shows.
It's a little midday outside the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they have, the NCAA, LSU, Wade and his lawyer, is a excerpt of a tape, and they have no context to it at all, and they have no proof of anything. Okay, I understand.
The Yahoo story admits that.
I understand.
The original story admits that.
They've got about 18 seconds, give or take, of audio, and that's all they got. And when I heard it the first time, I thought to myself, wow, this is bad. This is going to be really horrible because eventually we're going to find out what he's talking about. The rest of the tape is going to come out. The rest of the story is going to come out. If he's talking about this, then if he actually did this, that's the ball game. But that was, what, 7 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
And I've heard no more of the context of the tape, and I don't believe that the FBI is just going to take at the end of this thing and say, okay, come listen to everything we got to the NCAA. The NCAA has been on not one but two meetings here now with Wade and a player at LSU, Javonte Smart, and they've come up with nothing. LSU's compliance, which is let me see about the most polite word I can come up with. Thorough has come up with nothing. And now the president and the athletic director have both recommended that he be reinstated after the meeting with him and his lawyer. I'm at the point now where if you got something else, I want to hear it. If you got something that you can prove, bring it on. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Because I've had it with this stuff. I've had it with all of the, well, you know, we heard that tape. Okay, you heard the tape.
No, nobody's heard the tape.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. You have read the excerpt from the tape.
Leaked to Yahoo Sports.
Right. No, okay.
Undoubtedly by
I don't want to read
Dawkins
anything
Google.
Else from Pete Thamel about anything that was on that tape unless somebody can hear it and somebody can explain it. We heard the first part. Okay? He went to his meeting. He got his lawyer. His boss is in the NCAA. They all reinstated him. You got, from the very beginning, I said, well, if this leads to something else, what else you got?
Journalistically.
What else you got?
Journalistically, if Yahoo Sports had anything else, they would have said by now. And if one of us was Joe Oliva or F. King Alexander, whoever is asking Will Wade the questions on Friday, what's your first question? Will, is there anything else?
Explain the tape.
Yeah, explain that. And then is there anything else we need to worry about?
I think they already asked him that.
Sure.
When he first got subpoenaed.
They have. And listen, if there is something else, then I'll be the first person to say, if there's a tape somewhere that proves that he paid a player, that he willingly and knowingly broke NCAA rules and they can prove it, then I'll be the first person to say, you know what? He's got to be dismissed. Until then, I'm tired rehashing the same doggone story
again. Well, get ready. I'm going to prepare you because you're not done hearing it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm not.
Okay. So,
But
you don't run your athletic department based on the national media. I mean, this thing, when it's all said and done, may be viewed as, okay, we suspended him and costs are in the most important time of the season because of national media pressure. Because Dick Vitale tweeted out 9 straight tweets applying pressure to LSU's administration. 9 straight. Okay?
He was very forgiving yesterday, though.
Yeah, well, he's different. You know, I mean, how's that change what you did? I mean, it doesn't. And the other thing is that, you know, I mean, what happened to Duke's administration when the Durham media, the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill media put it on him? I think the administration caved. And so I'm just, you know, that's fine if you want to write the public statement by Wade, because it's obvious that LSU did. Okay. I mean, come
here,
on.
Sign this.
I mean, you know, so because both sides, let's see, LSU's release in there, that's fine. If you want to do it that way, just give our coach back. Okay, let's get him going.
And he may be guilty as hell. Just produce the evidence, and then we can chew on that for a while.
Well, we have to see. And listen, the thing is, nobody knows what's going to happen in that trial. We have an idea. We think that he's not going to testify. We thought that before. The motion was.
You want a blue book then?
I don't think he's going to testify. Well, I already did.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to testify?
I don't.
No.
Why are you throwing a blue book at me?
Trying to pad my stats, man.
You know, being at Augusta last week, there were national media people. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports was there. Mark Schlabach from ESPN was sitting in the row in front of me. And not the necessarily these guys, but they take a skeptical view, and you understand from a long way away, you have to do that. You have to take a little different view than we do, being here and say, you know. But there's a lot of talking to media people there. What's going to happen to Will Wade? They got to fire him now. I'm like, and I'm trying to not sound like I'm just being a Will Wade apologist or being, but it's like, you got to wait for the whole thing to play out. You can't.
They're certainly waiting for the whole Zion thing
Joe
to play
Oliva,
out.
Joe Oliva, if anyone knows the pitfalls of jumping to conclusions about something
right.
in the Duke lacrosse scandal. You know?
Right. He caved into media pressure,
pressured the coach to resign. And, oh, we dropped the charges, and the prosecutor was a raging, unethical son of a gun.
Okay, but let's not be hypocrites, okay? And because when Sean Miller, that goes down, what do we think Sean Miller's fate
sure.
would be?
We thought he was going to get fired.
Okay, when Bruce Pearl does not cooperate with the internal investigation, what do we think his fate is going to be?
We thought he was going to get fired.
Okay, so, I mean,
And at one point, I thought Will Wade was going to get fired. It's right there in the book.
Yeah, so, I mean, but...
But I no longer think that.
But it is a different game, and, you know, I think both parties could have learned from following the lead of the Arizonas and Auburns, okay? There are comparisons to all of these cases. There are contrasts to all these cases, okay? But, I mean, Will could have learned earlier, this is the guy to help most specialize in this area, who he ultimately decided on. And LSU could have shown a little bit of leadership. Let's let this play out. Let's let this play out a little bit, so let's not jump to conclusions. So I think both parties involved, and listen, there's blame on both parties, Wade and LSU. What I'm not crazy about is it's kind of this pitting LSU versus Wade. And I'm getting some of this feel from LSU that it's LSU versus Wade. And I'm not sure if that's in the best interest of the program, the university, and the LSU fan base or supporters, okay? I'm not – look, can we – I mean, this guy is, I don't know, I'm just kind of, I don't know, I'm not feeling that this thing is not moving all in the right direction, all the moving parts.
Blue Book Part 2 when we come back, because we got more to get here. Well, Sports Today is from Doe's Eat Place, Government near Acadia, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Sports Today.
Sports Today. Hey, you know, if you're doing some improvements out on your property, want to get at phone in your hand and call 811. That's Louisiana One Call. Do it 2 days before you dig, because if you dig on your property and you hit a line, well, you're probably going to run into some bad stuff. You could hit a communications line, a water line, a gas line. You could cause serious injuries. You could cause the power to go out on your block. You could cause some flooding. Avoid all of that. If you're putting in that fence, you're putting in some of that landscaping, you're putting in that swimming pool, make sure you call 811. You give the operator your address, and somebody comes out within 2 days and marks the location of all of the buried lines on your property. They color code it so you know exactly what is buried where. That way you or your contractor can avoid it. It's simple to do. It's free of charge, and it's the law. So don't be that guy that's got to introduce yourself to your neighbor and say, hey, I'm the yo-yo that knocked the power out on the block. Call 811 and do it 2 days before you dig.
Welcome back to Sports Today with Charles Hanegriff and Jimmy Ott, live from Doe's Eat Place featuring 21-day aged hand-cut steaks, tamales, and seafood on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Come on over here at Doe's in the Crown Town Room for private lunches and full menu here available for lunch with added lunch specials from 11 until 2.
Last week also said that the Warriors would build a 30-point lead but lose to the Clippers.
I remember you saying that.
Scott, last week you picked Justin Rose. I picked John Rahm.
Missed the cut.
And Charlie picked a Ricky Fowler. So.
Yeah, Justin Rose. He came through like a champ.
I was... just back. I'm going to pick Ricky Fowler until he wins one, and I'm going to go down with the ship, man. Guy's just too good not to have won.
He almost won last year, as I said.
All right, the PGA. What will the final odds be that Thursday morning on Tiger Woods to win? It's currently at 8.5 to 1.
Boy, it's definitely going to stay under double digits, don't you think, Jimmy? I think it'll stay. People are just going to get on the Tiger train. 7 to 1? They're going to bet with their hearts, don't you think?
I think that's, I'm with you on that. 7 to 1 is kind of where I think it's going to be.
And I haven't seen a golfer besides Tiger when he was back in his heyday go off at less than 7 to 1. Not even when Rory was rolling or Spieth was rolling. So I'll hold in there at 7.5 or so to 1 and understand that that's a really, really low number. For a golf tournament,
I was at Lake Tahoe in 2000 when he was at the height of his powers, going for the career Grand Slam of the British Open.
Almost even money.
I thought he was 12 to 1. Well, the sports book I saw was 12 to 1.
You're talking about for Masters?
No, for the 2000 British Open. When he completed the career Grand Slam.
Oh, no. It was like plus 140. It was less than 2 to 1. It was almost him versus the field at its apex.
Yeah. There was times when you could bet the field. Against Tiger.
Yeah.
You had to lay money, but you could bet the field against
Tiger.
For a short period of time.
He was less into like plus 40, plus 60. It was almost even money.
It's insane for golf, isn't it?
Yes, it's insane for golf. But, Charlie, Scott, you said they're going to get on a Tiger bandwagon. What we know and what we've learned since his return, they've already been on a bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
They're crying for this one and this sports book, whatever. When in fact that they've been taking Tiger Woods money for quite some time. Now we're talking about it. It's going to be a big thing. They're expecting a monster handle for the PGA.
That's good for the PGA.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This is a great move and it's so much better than being the last. The British Open can be the last. It doesn't matter. It's still the British Open. It's still big. And that's the one course he doesn't have an advantage on. No one's played there. Royal Portrush. In Ireland, so it's going to be different for everybody.
Don't you think at Pebble, though, he knows so well?
Oh, definitely he's going to.
I haven't
played much there in recent years, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, hour and a half from where he went to college, hour and a half drive. Yeah. I don't know. Blue Book Tuesday presented by our good friends, Dana Brown at the law offices of O.C. Brown. Your law firm for a lifetime. Never a charge for initial consultation. So whether or not you're just not sure if you need legal representation, just not sure if a deal's going down and you're not getting what you're entitled to. Hey, man, that's why you take advantage of that free initial consultation, 343-1111. You have a specialist in every area of law at Dana Brown at the law offices of O.C. Brown. Charlie and I have used his legal representation for different reasons at different stages of our lives. Do the same. I'm telling you, the second-generation law firm started by his father, O.C. Brown, the former D.A. right here in Baton Rouge. Dana Brown at the law offices over at O.C. Brown, 343-1111. Little hamburger steak, Charlie. The mashed potatoes and brown gravy, smothered onions, and the country fried steak. Just some of the lunch menu items here at Doe's Eat Place, on Government and Acadian. And all of our dinner menu items are available, but we do have plenty of lunch specials that are available Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Doe's Eat Place on Government near Acadian for 12 years now here in Mid-City.
Sports Today, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Sports Today.
Tomorrow we are going to be at Just Wing It. That's right, Kenny Carr's place. And, man, if you got 62 or more in our Crawfish Madness, our March Madness Bracket Challenge, you get a $10 gift card. They have your name on the list. Come on by, and we'll scratch your name off your list as you redeem your gift card. 1,400 people on that list. So go over to Just Wing It at Old Jefferson and Houshatoo to redeem that gift card. Thursday, we'll be at City Pork Brasserie and Bar. Again, they're open for a breakfast Monday through Friday at City Pork. That's the Brasserie on Jefferson across from Town Center, and our regular Friday home at Ruffino's. You go to our website at 1045ESPN.com to see where we are every day. We'd love for you to come out and join us for lunch at the show every day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And speaking of Just Winging It, they do boil crawfish every day, Monday through Thursday, starting at 4 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at noon. So biggest crawfish weekend of the season. It's a holy weekend. Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. So, again, Just Winging It, Old Jefferson and Hoosier 2.
Welcome back to Sports Today with Charles Hanegriff and Jimmy Ott. Live from Doe's Eat Place featuring 21-day-aged hand-cut steaks, tamales, and seafood on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
May is Military Appreciation Month. Relief Windows and Guarantee Media be saluting the men and women who have served or are serving in the armed forces. To nominate someone in your life to be our hero of the week, visit 1045ESPN.com. Rev, congratulations to you guys over at the Advocate Pulitzer.
We won the Pulitzer Prize for local reporting, our first ever. Had nothing to do with me. It was four of our writers from our New Orleans Bureau, Gordon Russell and his investigative staff, for reporting on the non-unanimous jury law that got changed. But I feel like a parent, you know, when you're proud of something your child did. Yeah. Just being associated with it is really awesome. And so all those people did wonderful work.
Your next assignment is heading off for gymnastics. Four on the floor, maybe.
Yeah, they kind of went away from that name, as it turns out. They're just kind of searching for a name right now. So suggestions
Didi
in the
got
huddle.
To them?
I guess so.
What is wrong with four on the floor?
She hated it. She just thought it sounded stupid. But but yeah, the NCAA Gymnastics Championships in Fort Worth Friday night, the eight teams, four teams advanced to the final with a chance to win the national championship on Saturday. LSU's the third seed. It's going to be tough to overcome UCLA and Oklahoma, but, you know, things happen. That beam is narrow. Those bars are small. You never know.
I've been saying that, you know, maybe this regular season wasn't as good as a couple of the other ones, but maybe this is the year that they're better in the postseason.
That was UCLA last year. That was UCLA last year.
Did all the favorites advance to the four?
No, Florida did not advance out of the regional. They were to Oregon
State.
Oklahoma's
there.
Oklahoma, UCLA, LSU. Those two teams are going to the final. It's LSU, Utah, Denver, Michigan are the ones, you know, they're fighting for those other two spots. But I like LSU's chances to get to the final. It's going to be tough to beat the Bruins and the Sooners both, though.
They do.
They are too.
They got a great job.
I'm confident.
Oh,
pressure.
You got to have Lexi Priestman healthy, the senior.
Well, she's over the flu, right?
No, Lexi, she hurt her arm again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Finnegan had the flu. I'm sorry.
But Finnegan should be good.
A lot of injuries at LSU right now.
Enjoyed our first show here. Yes. We're going to be back for sure. Really enjoyed our time here. And come on by here for lunch. Get on over here in the Crown Town room.
The Crown Town room, man. Great for private lunches, private dinners. Again, you can do regular menu. You can do a set menu, all that good stuff. A great place to watch games over here. They'll put it on what you want and in the volume if you want. So, again, don't forget, all of our dinner menu items are available for lunch and additional lunch menu. That's available 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday here at Doe's Eat Place for 12 years now here at Mid-City on Government near Acadian.
Tomorrow we're at Just Winging It for Jimmy Offer, Scott Rabelais, Cade Wozniak back in the studio. I'm Charles Haniger saying thank you and good afternoon. Sports Today, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Sports Today.
Talking about our brand new Ochsner Medical Complex, High Grove. Again, I'm sure you've heard. Ochsner is the official healthcare provider of the New Orleans Saints and Pelicans and the largest sports medicine provider in Louisiana. In Baton Rouge, Ochsner provides comprehensive primary care sports medicine with concussion specialists for over 4,000 student athletes. Their expertise in orthopedic care means great things for you.
You know, the new occupational and physical therapy space at the Grove, large open concept, perfect for one-on-one rehab, student athletes, those who are part of Ochsner's expanded high school and college sports medicine program. The PT gym is a private entrance at the rear of the complex and also offers aqua therapy. So head on over to the Grove. It is on the between the Mall of Louisiana and Siegel Lane, just off of I-10.